Hey, it's Eric, and the Eric in the Morning podcast is brought to you by ComEd. As we spend more and more time at home, the ComEd Energy Efficiency Program has tips on ways to save. Visit ComEd.com/home savings.
This comes to us from Steve-O. He actually signed it Steve-O.
All right, gotta love a guy named Steve-O.
Yeah.
Hey, Eric, I was wondering, can you ask Whip to explain? I heard something this morning when I got up that Wisconsin is now wide open.
Well, yeah, the Supreme... go ahead.
Hold the thought. Let's see finish his thoughts.
Sorry, Steve-O. I would not want to interrupt you, Steve-O. Yeah, I thought you were done.
He hasn't even asked you his question yet.
He was making a statement.
Yeah. See, and you folks are seeing now, like what I've explained before, everybody comes out of the gate, like, running as fast as they can.
I was just so actually... True. Yeah.
And then by 7:30, they've all worn themselves out. Enough. Pace yourself. Slow the thing down. Pump the brakes. It's a marathon, not a sprint. Here we go. Steve, I had heard this morning that Wisconsin had opened itself wide up. I was wondering if you could ask Whip to detail those specifics. I'm thinking about a weekend getaway. Thanks. Ooh. Just wondering. Steve-O.
All right, Steve-O.
Right? All right. Yeah, so the governor up there, Governor Evers,
had tried
to extend the shutdown. There were lawsuits. It goes to the Wisconsin Supreme Court and a vote of 4-3 to say what, Whip?
That the stay-at-home order that the governor up there put in, the Supreme Court says it is not valid. He overstepped his authority.
Mm-hmm.
However, it is not wide open just yet. The order remains in effect till May 20th.
Well, I don't know. I heard something this morning. A guy named Skeeter who had already gone down to the bar.
Steve-O and Skeeter, you can trust both of them.
They were interviewing Skeeter at the bar.
Yeah, well, ABC, the ruling doesn't mean that Evers' order is immediately void. The order will remain in effect till May 20th.
Hmm.
But I believe that probably a lot of people are just like, what are they going to do to me now, you know,
right,
kind of thing. I also think that local municipalities, whether it be like cities,
sure,
counties, et cetera, will probably sort of make their own rules now in Wisconsin.
Right.
Some yes, some no.
From what I heard, too, it's pretty much wide open once this is done.
Yeah.
If the order holds. There's no, like, they're rolling it out. And I told you I was in Lake Geneva last weekend.
Yeah.
And there were 18 trillion bikers everywhere. And there were stores open, and the cops were walking down the street, like in every store, going, "You have to close."
Right.
The owner would come on, go, "All right," close the door, and as soon as the cop would get down the street, they'd open it right back up.
Yeah. Well, they're like, "We need money."
So nobody in Wisconsin has been paying attention to anything.
So this has no effective real difference anyway, since it was already not being followed.
And this is also getting into their heavy season too, where people really want to get away, and that's their vacation spot.
The summer season is important up there, no doubt about
mm-hmm.
it. All right, so it appears to be.
Well, I think once the Supreme Court says something, where do you go from there? The U.S. Supreme Court? I mean, is there even time for that?
And you know what's interesting? Did you see the numbers out of Wisconsin yesterday? They had three deaths in Wisconsin yesterday.
Right.
And again, that's three too many, but when you consider the numbers we have here.
Yeah.
They only had three.
They had three.
Wow.
In the whole state.
Yeah.
That's unbelievable.
That's actually very good
news. 90 minutes up the road. What is going on?
I don't know.
Well, they also said because we're in such a dense, populated area, we get it a lot more here.
But. Although we aren't as densely populated now, because if you look outside, nobody's downtown.
That's I still wonder this all the time. And next time we have Dr. Most, I just wonder, where's everybody getting it if no one's going anywhere? It's just so weird to me. But different question, different day.
Melissa, what's on your done list?
Trending on Twitter. I have made a pot of coffee. I have got my traffic report ready to go.
How about in your personal life?
Personal life?
You know, like, what's something interesting that you,
you
took the time to
today.
Think about it and you're like, I got that done.
Let's see. Oh, I got the cushions outside for my chairs.
You put them out for the rain?
I bought them and they came yesterday, so I got those delivered. And I got... I just finished a bath for the dog who was had very dirty paws.
This morning you got a bath for the dog?
Well, that was yesterday. It was on my list and I got that accomplished.
All right. Done list this morning, though, at 312-233-1019. Done list this morning, Whip.
Man, I really got nothing more than I tied both my shoes.
Perfect. Violetta.
Well, I made my bed. I put my earrings and rings on, which I haven't done for 3 days.
Perfect.
And I also put makeup on.
Top three. Done. Bill.
I checked my email.
Checked your email.
Way
good
go.
Man. Good
oh,
man.
Okay. I guess I did that, too. I'd
good
like to add
man.
It to the list.
Good man. Tab 3 is what we're looking for at 312-233-1019. Done. Ann.
I made coffee.
Congratulations. See? Sweet victory. Good day. In at number 3, Lori.
I changed the toilet paper roll.
Well, you know what? When others don't, you do. Uh-huh. Ad number two on your done roll. Oh, where am I going here? My phone is all freaked out.
Uh-oh.
Leah.
Hi, my name's Leah, and this morning I have already finished 2 bottles of water.
No. Oh, I thought you were going to say wine.
In 15 minutes, you'll be peeing. Tied with at number two, Rosa. Done.
I have dried my inside of the vehicle because I left all of my windows open.
Oh,
sweet
no.
victory.
Oh,
got
boy.
It covered. Got it done at number one, Rachel.
I'm a tech at a hospital right now, and this morning I put my scrubs on the right way because yesterday I put them on inside out.
There it is.
Oh, gosh.
It is going to be a great day. Your clothes are not on inside out today.
All right.
Done.
It was a win.
Yeah, that's
a bonus for the start of the
on
day.
On your way to work?
Yeah, I am, actually.
Wow. Yeah, and I was just explaining, it feels a little gloomy today, doesn't it?
I mean, I think every day is gloomy in a hospital right now.
Oh, wow. That's one good way to look at it. Done! Ben Affleck and his girlfriend recently locked themselves out of his Los Angeles home, and Ben was forced to scale like a 9-foot security fence in order to reopen his property.
Wow.
Now, very few people in our general lifestyle have 9-foot security fences. You have to be Ben Affleck to have one of those.
True.
So generally, our break-ins are more smashing windows, climbing in through attics, driving our car straight through the kitchen.
Yeah, whatever you gotta do. You
know, some everyday stuff like that.
Desperate times, desperate measures. So I read that. I'm wondering, well, the everyday person, you've locked yourself out of your home. To what degree did you have to go to get back in? And it just reinforced to you, man, I have one secure property. No one's getting in this place. Took you forever to figure it out. There was damage done. Hi, Angie.
Hi. So my friend and I in high school, we locked out of her house.
Right.
There was a window kind of open in the top floor, so we tried to borrow or steal the neighbor's ladder. It wasn't tall enough.
Right.
So she had these window wells that were locked and hard plastic. So I pulled one side back so hard, she slipped down into there, and then she kicked the window in.
There you go.
Yeah.
Crying and kicking.
Yeah.
Your way into a home. Roger, the lengths you had to go to break in.
I had a couple of them, but the one that's the craziest, I got a dog that's got anxiety issues.
All right, let me start with my anxiety-filled dog.
Exactly.
What's the dog's name?
It needs to be heavily medicated, and it didn't have its medicine.
Yeah.
Yeah, what is the dog's name?
Ginger.
Ginger, the high-anxiety dog. Okay,
Ginger.
Exactly.
That's cute.
Go ahead.
So we walked outside the house, didn't think anything of it, come back, and can't get back in the house, and couldn't figure out what was going on. Kept blaming the kids. They had double locked the door. It turned out she was so upset, she was trying to open the door with her paws, and she turned the deadbolt and locked us all out.
Wow, that's like a dog circus trick.
Exactly.
That is
exactly.
Insane.
So tried everything to get in, ended up actually kicking the door in, and still have not fixed the door frame, the lock, or any of that.
Let me talk to you about kicking a door in, because I see that on TV a lot, and much like the breaking in. And can the average everyday person kick the door in? Is it as easy as it looks on TV, where they just give it one swift kick and the whole thing explodes open?
Sometimes it took me about 3 kicks.
Uh-huh. Are you kidding?
Oh, you made it in though. Okay,
I made it in, but the doors beat the crap, and
the
door frame is all busted up. But
oh
hey, I got it.
I'm pretty certain I couldn't kick a door in 3 kicks.
Oh, I agree with you wholeheartedly.
Oh, thanks.
No,
Melissa.
No, not you. That I couldn't.
I am certain you couldn't, Eric.
No.
I've seen those spindly little legs of yours. You'd probably snap a femur trying to do it.
No, I think it would be really, really hard.
Hi, Beth.
Hi.
Hi, breaking into your own home.
So I was locked out with my kids. My husband was out of town, couldn't get a key from him, and all of the first floor windows were locked, but we found a basement window that was kind of open, so we were able to jimmy it open, and I shoved my youngest kid through the window.
There you go.
But there was also quite a little bit of a fall for her because
To go down. You're 6. It's going to be a little bit of a fall. It's going to sting. I'm not going to lie to you. You're going to cry. But we need to do this.
And we had to work through the tears, and I had to get her back upstairs to come and unlock the door, and she's so upset, and she's having a hard time.
Right,
I'm yelling.
You're screaming at her. You're swearing. Yeah.
She turns on the cartoons, doesn't open the door.
Right. She's like, I just need a few minutes to myself before I open the door. You just stay out there. I'm going to stay in here. Oh, and then dramatic measures were taken. Is it Dulcie?
Yes. Hi.
Hi. How'd you get your? How'd you break back into your own home?
Well, my contractor locked us out through the kitchen door with the stick in it. So The only way in was the basement door, and that's a metal door that had an extra latch. Every door in my house has extra latches and all that.
Right.
So he had to use an electrical saw. He had to make a huge hole to cut through that metal door in order for us to be able to open, you know, pull the latches up and open that.
Oh, my God.
The entire door was wasted.
So he took the electrical saw to the metal door in the basement and ground his way through to get a hole big enough to unlock it.
Yes.
Wow.
Well, that's easier maybe than kicking the door in.
You know, Dulcie, that's the place you need to keep all the gold bars down there.
True.
Anybody listening who in the most unique shared household situation for your stay-at-home? They say the shared households, the roommates disagreeing, is becoming a bit of an issue now on day 55. You're on your last nerve. It is true. Who has the most unique shared household? A lot of Katie's. Got a couple of Katie's hanging on here.
Cool.
Hold on. Katie, number one, hi.
Hello.
Hi. Shared household. You have an interesting one, huh?
I do. I live with my husband, and we have one of my employees staying with us right now. We have another friend of ours, and we have a tiny two-bedroom, one-bathroom home. And
all right, wait a minute. So you, your husband, your employee, is that male or female?
Female.
Young, old?
She's young, very young.
All right, and then who else?
And then we have just a friend of ours from Michigan staying with us. He's been with us for 3 months.
Why are our employee and friend from Michigan staying in your house?
They needed a place to go. I made room. My friend from Michigan is actually staying in our kitchen.
Living in the kitchen?
We made
a makeshift bedroom in there.
Oh, wow.
Really?
There's like a cot in there, so you're going and eating your cereal while
they snore away.
Yes.
That's crazy. How is that going, though? Do you like it?
Yeah, I mean, it's going well. We are 100% like clean freaks, and the friend in the kitchen isn't as clean, so we keep on his butt.
Right.
But
better be. Nothing like trying to pull the milk out. It's got underpants on it. Like, how did the underpants get in there?
Wow.
Hi there, Katie. Hello, Katie.
Hello.
Hi. Interesting shared household you're self-quarantined with?
My daughter, my mother, and her boss.
And her boss? Your mom's boss?
Yes.
Why is your mom's boss staying with you guys?
Oh, my God.
Well, she kind of takes care of him. She's an at-home caretaker.
Gotcha.
So she takes care of him.
Gotcha.
Oh, okay.
Gotcha.
Got it. That makes sense.
Is anybody living in the kitchen?
No. One of us sleeps on the couch, though. It's a three-bedroom house, so.
Yeah.
Do you guys switch off, or is it always the same person?
No, it's always the same person.
Oh. I love a good couch sleep, though.
Me too.
Oh, my God.
Those
are a couch sleep over a bed sleep.
Definitely.
Hey, Josh.
Hey.
The shared household quarantine involves who?
Yeah, I'm living in a house with four other guys. We're all coworkers.
Okay, the four of you. Whose house is it?
Well, we're renting it, but there's five of us in the house.
Gotcha. And all of you are coworkers. Did you know each other before you started working together?
No.
Oh, okay. Wow. But you obviously got along well enough. You decided, let's self-isolate and quarantine together?
Yeah, we wanted to save some money, too.
Right.
Okay, how's the arrangement working for you guys?
It's going really well, actually. One of us basically sleeps in the closet.
Wait, hold on a second. One of you sleeps in the closet?
Well, it's a pretty small, it's like supposed to be an office, I think.
So the closet was supposed to be an office, so technically they're sleeping in the office, which was a closet, but we're not really calling it that anymore.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Who got the? You didn't draw that straw, did you? You're not sleeping in a closet, are you?
No.
Yeah. Is there any, and again, anybody sleeping in the kitchen?
No.
Bathtub? Anybody sleeping in the bathtub, which really slows down the showers?
Oh God.
Yeah. Hasn't gotten to that yet, has it?
No, not quite.
You guys stay up late drinking?
Hopefully, this stay at home ends soon. Yeah, I saw a story this morning. Moms are now driving around aimlessly and blasting music during quarantine, just to get away. Like a day like today, you're like, you know what? You guys stay in here. Make sure the sump pump's still working. I'm going to go get in the Camry and go blasting down 294 and crank up the what?
Mm.
All right, 312-233-1019. Melissa, I'm tempted to let you pick from all these finalists here because you're the mom.
Oh.
But I want you to pick strategically, all right?
Oh,
pick
okay.
what feels good, but pick what also feels like what the group would want to hear.
Okay.
You know what I'm
sure,
saying?
Yeah,
you
know, I know exactly
you know
what you mean.
About?
Yeah, of course.
You got me?
I totally have you.
All
I get
right.
you.
All right. Among the different suggestions to go out blasting, Ashley.
Good morning.
Hi, you are voting for what?
Spice Girls, If You Want to Be My Lover.
Spice Girls, Be My Lover. All right, put that on the list. We'll blast it.
Okay.
All right, hold on. Lori, we're blasting.
Pour Some Sugar on Me.
Def Leppard.
Oh, yeah.
Pour Some Sugar on Me. Blast it. Hold on. Joni.
Bruno Mars, Uptown Funk or 24 Karat. Either one.
Ah, Bruno Mars, Uptown Funk. We're blasting. Susan.
I can't remember the name of the song. It's the one song you all guys always play by Pitbull.
Pitbull.
Oh, don't stop the party.
Yeah, don't stop the party. Pitbull. We're blasting. All right, hold on. Melissa, mom's just driving around blasting. Hi, Melissa.
Yeah. Hi. Ashley Simpson, You Make Me Wanna Lava.
Oh, wow. That one hit Violetta somewhere good.
You make me wanna lava.
That tickled her somewhere. I don't know what oh, boy. Oh, boy. Just out. A couple of people out blasting. Michelle, you're out blasting.
I think No Doubt, I'm Just a Girl.
No Doubt, I'm Just a Girl.
Oh, wow.
All right.
Jeez, these are hard.
I know. Just driving around good. Blasting, Amanda.
One Direction, What Makes You Beautiful.
Yeah.
Just oh, blasting. My God.
And finally, Anna, moms are blasting.
Hi, Bon Jovi, Living on a Prayer.
Yeah, all right.
Classic. Man, okay, this is so hard.
It really is.
What's it going to be? Spice Girls, Def Leppard, Pitbull, Ashley Simpson, No Doubt, One Direction, Bon Jovi. Melissa?
Okay.
Do you need any guidance or you feel good
I would
it?
Like a little guidance because I have it like down to three, so help me a little bit.
Violetta, what would you have voted for?
I got to go Ashley Simpson, La La.
I saw that one coming. Whip, what would you have voted for?
Pitbull all day.
We didn't help. I don't think. What about you, Eric?
Yeah. What about you? I need another one.
I probably would lean. I don't want to be that guy, but I would probably lean into Pitbull as well, just because it has a history.
That's right. It's like our signature.
It kind of is, and I thought that too.
But we play our signature so much.
But trying to sway, you had your chance.
All right, well,
I didn't go, your song sucks.
I didn't say it sucks. Yeah. Well, Pitbull was one of my three, so let's go with Pitbull.
All right.
Since you guys
Which
both wanted
Which one, Whip?
Don't Which? Stop the party. I got it all queued up over here if you need it. We were prepared.
Makes your morning mind better. Well, you know, you're going into all these virtual hangouts. Your friend's like, oh, let's get a couple people together. We'll have a cocktail hour, our own little cocktail hour, like four of us. You think there's going to be four of you?
Yeah.
And then you zoom in, and all of a sudden there's like 12 people there because everybody invited somebody in. You're like, wow. Then you get along with a bunch of these people. Next thing you know, you're in their virtual hangouts. You're making new friends.
Right.
How many? Survey says, the average American has made how many new friends through quarantine virtual hangouts? First correct caller looks to be Gene. How many friends, Gene?
I would say six.
Exactly.
Woo!
Right. Six.
That's a lot.
Big numbers. Six new friends.
Yeah, this is.
I don't even know
everything.
If I have six friends total.
No, I know. I know for sure not.
Let alone six new ones.
Yeah,
that's good news right there. Poll of 2,000 Americans commissioned by Evate finds Americans average six new friends as a result of attending virtual gatherings. 83% of those who made a virtual friend are excited to eventually meet them face to face.
Wow.
The other 17% are like, let's keep this on virtual.
Right.
It's going well
so far.
Yeah.
Americans are reconnecting with an average of six people with whom they've lost touch with before everything went upside down. 10% say they've reconnected with a person with whom they haven't spoken in a year. 44% are getting reacquainted with high school friends. And 36% are even going back farther and hanging out with childhood friends. So maybe I guess that's the upside in all this. To unveil today's featured restaurant of the day, the place that you need to head to pick up your lunch today. We encourage you to do that. Support these local businesses in your community. These destinations, these spots, these hangouts in your community where you go and have missed going for the past 55 days. Now's an opportunity to head back or try one of these new ones if you've never been.
Yeah.
A great opportunity. All right?
Yeah.
And on a day like today, when you want to think, all right, I need something good today. The weather's terrible and Thursday and getting to the end of the week. I need something good. This is a good opportunity to feel good about doing it, right?
Uh-huh. Perfect. Yes.
Today's featured restaurant of the day. We go to Downers Grove, 5135 Main Street, right through downtown Downers Grove, Pierce Tavern. is today's featured restaurant of the day. Let's say hello to the owner, Sam. Hey, Sam.
Eric, how's it going?
It's going pretty well, buddy. How are you?
Hanging in there day by day, going through everything, but, you know, hoping we get to an answer and end soon.
Yeah, then we can all get back together and start hanging out in these destinations just like Pierce Tavern. How's the last month and a half been for you guys there?
You know, it's been obviously carry out and curbside. It's been local support. It's been unreal. It's been great. You know, business isn't as what it is, but, you know, we're doing our best. The staff that we have there is doing our best and keeping everything optimistic. But I tell you, the local communities have really thrived us through this. So.
Oh, that's great. That's great. Now, you know, Sam, I was talking earlier because, you know, I've been in Pierce Tavern. I've been known to have a drink.
Oh, really? You?
Yeah.
No.
As you're well aware, I've been known to have, you know, an old-fashioned or seven. And I also was mentioning that on a day like today, Sam, it's all about comfort food when it's rainy and dark and gloomy and cloudy and foggy. And Pierce Tavern has the ultimate comfort food. What kind of foods are you recommending for lunch today?
Today I'm thinking go with our number one, the brisket grilled cheese. It's a hickory smoked brisket.
Yeah.
Three different cheeses, sourdough bread toasted. I mean, it's the perfect comfort food for today.
That sounds so good. And your whole menu looks really good. You have like a wide range of stuff.
Yeah, we have a little bit of everything for everyone. So that's the key of our restaurant. We like to give people what they want. And, you know, scratch kitchen, everything's made in-house. So
that's perfect. If you folks want to see what's on this menu, what you can do right now is text the word takeout to 60123. Take out to 60123. You're going to get a link to Pierce Tavern. Then what we want you to do is check out that menu, make an order for lunch today, make the drive to Downers Grove, very centrally located. You can get there from a lot of different spots. Sam, you guys doing curbside?
We are.
Okay. Staff in place to do curbside delivery. It would be great to get some cars lined up on Main Street in Downers Grove supporting Pierce Tavern, today's featured restaurant of the day.
Definitely. Right? You know, it'd be so nice to get a line of cars lined up for you all the way down Main Street to Maple, going around the corner. And actually, that's a feel-good for everybody. They'd be like, what is going on right now?
You have plenty of staff in place to manage all that?
We're ready to go. You tell us, and we are ready.
Right. Good. Okay. I like that. Us.
All right. Text the word takeout right now, 60123. Get that link to Pierce Tavern. You know, and from 11 to 1, the Mixed Road crew is going to be there finding a spot, playing music, taking pictures. As always, we want to post these pictures and these videos of the cars lining up for their curbside delivery so that we can show all of us how we are all in this together supporting these great local businesses like we know that we should. Sam, I appreciate all that you do. I'm wishing you good luck. I'm going to order some lunch today, and we're hoping you get a whole bunch of cars outside Pierce Tavern, okay?
Appreciate it, Eric. Can't wait to have you back.
All right, buddy. Good seeing you.
Nice.
Good talking to you. That's cool. Sam, the owner at Pierce Tavern. He's a good guy.
Very
that
nice.
Sounds like it.
See how this goes. Day one. You know, Whip handles the 30-second Bachelor reviews.
Yeah.
Melissa handles trending on Twitter. And Violetta's like, wait a minute. Hold on a second. What am I handling?
Yeah,
I'm like, since you're handling all social media right now, for the Eric in the Morning Show, maybe you can handle a brand new feature, sharing with us what is the hottest video of the morning on TikTok.
Yes.
I've noticed in quarantine, people have gone TikTok mad.
A lot of people are doing a lot of TikTok, and there's so many challenges out there, which might come into play today.
Okay.
So this might be something fun to try at home, too.
Now, remember, this is a 15-second TikTok challenge.
Well, that's why I'm talking a little bit about it before.
Got it. All right, so we have the jingle.
Yes.
Mike Whip's 30-second Bachelor Review. You have 15 seconds and 15 seconds only to describe the hottest TikTok video of the morning.
Mm-hmm.
And then Voice Guy cuts you right off and you're done and we're out.
Over.
And we're gone.
Okay. It's fun. It's a fun challenge.
All right. Are you ready?
Yes.
Are you ready, Melissa?
I'm ready.
Are you ready, Whip?
Never more ready.
All right. I love the enthusiasm.
Yeah.
Oh. Here we go. Day one.
Okay.
Hot Talk.
This is Violetta's 15-second Hot Talk.
Go.
The new thing is a straw challenge where a person puts a cup underneath the fridge water spout thing, and then they also put a straw in there. Another person presses the water button. They try to drink up the water as fast as they can before it starts filling up, and then it's the person's
You've
also
been listening
timed.
To Violetta's 15-second hot talk.
All right.
Whip out your talk.
Perfect. Oh, man. I love Thursdays. Why? It's just three. Three stories and three stories only we feature for you. You rank them in the order that you want to hear them. You ready?
Yeah.
On Three Story Thursday. I think I've got three pretty good headlines for you.
Okay.
Headline number one. UK cops catch hiding suspect after fart blows his cover. Perfect.
Aww.
Love that. Headline number two. Since we're just talking about restaurants a second ago. Restaurants will use mannequins to fill seats and enforce social distancing. That could be creepy.
Very.
Headline number three, Three Story Thursday. Bizarre lawn sign for teen's birthday bash appears to read 18 plus orgy from the street.
Oh,
I know Melissa loves her orgy stories.
Oh, man. I do?
You throw out one orgy story and Melissa's like, give me more.
What? Yeah. Okay, yeah, sure.
Give me more.
Right. I love them.
All right, where do you want to end with then?
Should we end with the orgy story?
Melissa, orgy it is for you. For you, orgy it is. Where would you like to start? Violetta.
Farts.
Farts for you, Violetta. We got it. UK cops catch hiding suspect after fart blows his cover. In Nottinghamshire, England, UK cops caught the suspect who had an ill-timed fart revealing his hiding place. A bizarre arrest happened Thursday. Officers were chasing a man into the woods into the dark, but another suspect was caught after police heard a noise believed to be the sound of someone breaking wind from a nearby bush.
Oh, man.
Come out. We know you're in there. No, I'm not.
No, I'm not.
Nobody's in here. Keep going. I should have had the farts ready to go, sir.
No, you make a really good fart sound with your mouth.
That's an old guy fart.
What about this?
Like if you hear your grandpa fart, that's how they sound. Yeah. Hold on a second. There it is.
Oh.
That's the old guy.
Hello?
Oh. That's also an old guy.
I thought you were doing Silent but Deadly.
That's Whip. That's me.
Ew! We got the big one.
Yeah. Oh. Well, you know, big lunch. All right, so he was caught. Yep. Headline number two on Three Story Thursday. Restaurant will use mannequins to fill seats and enforce social distancing.
That's
I don't know
creepy.
How I feel about being sitting next to a table of four mannequins.
Yeah, yeah. But the mannequin business is booming right
that
now because everybody needs
that
a mannequin.
That is true. And, you know, like, baseball might need, like, 35,000 of them.
I know. Like, where are they going to get them?
Well, again, no joke. In South Korea, baseball game, they've put cardboard cutouts of people behind home plate. It
probably
is
more
freaking.
Economical. Yeah, with the cardboard cutouts.
Yeah.
Right, right.
A Virginia restaurateur has devised an ingenious way to both fill seats and enforce social distancing for when the coronavirus lockdown lifts by populating his eatery with life-size mannequin. It says here, Patrick O'Connell, the chef at the Inn at Little Washington, had originally aimed to reopen his upscale restaurant on May 15th. However, he was thwarted when the Virginia governor announced on May 9th that business could reopen to patrons for outdoor seating and only at 50% capacity.
Mm-hmm.
O'Connell's banking on the 50% rule eventually applying to indoor seating as well, and for that reason, he has acquired a bunch of mannequins. He majored in drama in college and plans to deck out his dining room with the dolls in 1940s garb.
Ooh.
To add an extra level of creepiness to it.
Well, totally. At least they're not naked.
And even has instructed waiters to serve them wine and interact with them as though they were actual patrons.
Oh, it's getting warm.
It is going to be so creepy.
Oh, God. Mm-hmm.
Note to self, I'll just go to Chili's. And finally, bizarre lawn sign for teen's birthday bash appears to read 18 plus orgy from the street.
What
it's no good.
Happening?
It's a teen special day. Took a scandalous turn after her family posted a yard sign for her 18th birthday, a celebration that unintentionally made it seem like they were throwing a sex orgy. My brother's neighbor got a birthday sign in the yard, and I'm dead, read the caption to the tweet, which has accumulated nearly 58,000 likes. The lavish lawn display was meant to commemorate the 18th birthday of Morgan, a teen who lives at the location. Morgan spelled M-O-R-G-Y-N. Morgan. But the thing is, the M to start Morgan and the N to end it are different colors.
Oh.
And the O-R-G-Y in the middle are in bright red.
Fix out.
Wow.
Yeah. It says here, the glitter bedazzled first and last letters of her name were virtually invisible, so it appears as if they'd written an orgy was taking place instead.
Oh, that is so funny.
I'll give it to Violetta to post on social media.
Perfect.
I don't want these things happening. Hey, it's Eric, and the Eric in the Morning podcast is brought to you by ComEd. As we spend more and more time at home, the ComEd Energy Efficiency Program has tips on ways to save. Visit ComEd.com/home savings.